This is Wario Ritterloo.
All right, Mono Amigos, welcome to the Mono A Mono Show here. This is something brand new. We were saying we were doing different things here on Mono A Mono. And today what's going to happen is an all-weather haulage takeover. I don't know, we'll see how it goes. This is the very first one. This is actually kind of the first one. A long, long time ago, I'm guessing 2010, maybe 2011. I feel like the station was above Maxwell's Music House at the time. So I can't be sure what year that was. I'm going to guess about 2011 now. 2011, 2012, something like that. They used to run, when people weren't in the studio, they used to just put on the BBC. And something was down with that. There was no link to the BBC. So I was in the studio, late night, Mono A Mono was Sunday nights. And they said, just put on, or they contacted me ahead of time and said, put on a CD for overnight and put it on repeat. Otherwise, there's not going to be any music. They didn't have the airtime computer that the Mono A Mono show eventually got them, the airtime server. So that day when I was contacted, I was just starting the all-weather haulage project, solo project. Cyanide Kiss had just broken up. I guess at the time we didn't think of it as a breakup. It was like a break. And so I recorded all day, put together a CD of just ideas for songs. They weren't necessarily finished. They were just in development. And I created this All Weather Haulage. Back then I called it Rain God Memoirs. CKMS Takeover. And so I think it was about a 1 hour show, like Mono A Mono, but it aired over and over all night until the next day when the next programmer came in. So, similar idea with this, what's happening now is, back then it was more acoustic based. So I would have been working on an acoustic guitar, maybe some of my effects pedals, and maybe that's something I'll get into in another episode. I don't even know if I'll get the guitar going right now, because what I've been focusing on, based upon the second All Weather Haulage album that I released, was all this analog synth stuff and modular synthesis and things like that. So the idea is I'm going to pick and work on a patch, and hopefully with anyone who's listening, if you have ideas, make sure to email me, rob@radiowaterloo.ca. If you put in the subject AWH, All Weather Haulage, or AWH in all capitals, then I'll see it. I get so many emails of people sending new music that I may not see it. And if you have suggestions or ideas or anything like that, I'm going to add you to the album credits. So I'm going to be working on some of the stuff here. Now, I've tried something similar during the summer. I was going live to Facebook and tagging people whose birthdays it was and things like that. And it went okay, which gave me the idea to do this. Each album, I try and come up with a concept. And so this one I'm going to be writing while, or developing, like it obviously by the end of an hour, I'm not going to have a full song ready. But as you can hear in the background here, we're starting to get something going here, putting together the module that we may build upon. And maybe it'll just be quick, we'll just be putting together a quick module of something. And then going into what I hope to feature is some solo artists by the end. Okay? So here we go on this journey, trying to figure out some brand new all-weather haulage material right here on CKMS 102.7, Mono a Mono. So, one of the trickier things with all-weather haulage is I'm trying to do kind of
new and different things, almost like a science experiment that I wouldn't have done with Cyanide Kiss. Maybe I'll go through some of that history if these end up getting really long and it's taking me forever to get something going. But instead of doing that, the tricky thing for planning this new album is the very first album, I felt like there was a good theme happening. It was kind of neat where it was acoustic, not necessarily fully acoustic because there was some organ and things like that in it, but all the instruments were being obtained through Kijiji or out of people's garbage. So I actually found a guitar that I called the All-Weather Haulage Guitar in people's garbage, and that is why a lot of the sounds in it sound really raw. For the second album, we went all modular, well, all analog synth, not modular synth. We went all analog synth. So we had the Micro Brute and the Rhythm Wolf going. And there was actually a couple digital components where there was the Chaos Pad, the Korg Chaos Pad, which I think I mainly used to add some warping to the bass from the analog Micro Brute. No, from the analog Rhythm Wolf. Anyway, the addition to this one, and I don't want this to be the only kind of concept behind it, but so that's what I'm struggling a little bit with, is I've got a whole modular synthesizer in here. A really affordable one, if people are looking at it, is the Nifty Case. And in it, it comes with two modules, and it's not all that expensive. At the time when I bought it, it was, $300 and change. I've since purchased a bunch of others, like the key one that I absolutely love now is the Mutable Instruments plates. Fantastic one. And an LFO that just does tons of stuff is the, it's also by, I forget what that company's called that makes the Nifty Case. It's like, there it is, Create Audio. The Function Junction, that LFO, so I have a Behringer LFO that it works, but you got to really max out things to hear it doing something. This LFO, there's only one control for it, but it just pushes things crazily. So then I've got the Behringer 150 and a Behringer mixer also in my case, and that right there makes the case full. The neat thing about modular synthesis is if I pulled out all these wires and put the wires back in a different way, completely different sound. The tricky thing I find with the modular synthesis is if I wanted to recreate this song that we're making right now, and we're getting to some kind of cool sounds, I'm liking where this is going. I'm gonna take a picture of this and maybe post it with this post, because I don't know how I'm gonna get back to this setup otherwise. I guess I could write it down and map it down, but I've got, oh my gosh, I can't even count the number of wires coming out of this thing right now, because I've got stuff coming from my Micro Brute into the Nifty Case, stuff from the, I've got like a MIDI control coming from my Rhythm Wolf into the Nifty Case also, which sets up different triggers out of it says CB1, gate 1, CB2. I don't know if it necessarily sets that up exactly correctly, so I put a piece of tape across the top to tell me what actual triggers it was. Craziness going on where you can just kind of make these sounds and develop these sounds. And I don't know, this one I'm starting to get into. It's starting to I like it. I'm even thinking, like, I don't know. It's like the same thing, but it's not boring me. Sometimes when I hear the same thing, it starts boring me and I feel like we gotta go somewhere else. I may grab a guitar once I can get this perfect and see what I can put together with that as well. Anyway, that's the basis of modular synthesis. I may post some of these to our Instagram, which is at McKenna's_all_weather_college, if you want to check it out as well. I'm not videoing this one right now, I'm just audio recording it, so it won't have a video, but it's kind of neat how these modules come together. And I feel like my guitar playing, I haven't played guitar that much in the past couple of years since before COVID, so I don't feel as confident that way, but theory-wise, what's neat about the MicroBrew in with this system is the MicroBrew only allows you to play one note at a time, and then you hook up the harmonies and things like that through the nifty case. It's easy. One button at a time, and you're playing your melody. So theory's all there, and it's a lot easier to do than jumping in and trying to do a guitar solo or something like that. So anyways, we'll see what we can do here, and we'll keep going right here on Mono a Mono. Mono Amigos, this is starting to go pretty good. I'm liking this. One thing I struggle with creating with the modular synths as well as the analog synths is lyrics or no lyrics. And it kind of goes way back. In Cyanide Kiss, we were looking for a singer, and nobody in the band really wanted to sing, so I took on the singing, just because there was no singing. And initially it was just my brother and I, so I ended up doing it. Robot Apocalypse, which started after that, I had already done most of the first All Weather Hollage recording, and I was kind of sick of my voice. Like, I don't have the greatest range, especially now when I'm listening to one of my favorite bands, Mars Volta. I have zero compared to the Mars Volta. But anyway, so with Robot Apocalypse, we started getting other people to sing, and probably my favorite time in the Robot Apocalypse was when we had Kara Lee in the band, and she was taking on the singing parts, and when we were performing live, she would do that. I feel like that, just having the female lead was awesome. I think right now, as I'm talking this through, again, kind of unplanned here on this All Weather Hollage takeover, that's going to be my solo artist that I'm going to feature as I'm trying to figure out this track here. So I'm going to jump into some Kara Lee. She's been putting together a whole bunch of new and amazing stuff. If you check out her Bandcamp page,
It is all up on there. I'm sure she is right on top of, like, all the streaming platforms, too. I usually get all my stuff from Bandcamp. So if you went to Carolee, or just Google searched Carolee Bandcamp, you will find all her stuff on there. I know she has a newer EP. I believe it's called With Me. I follow her on social media as well. You can check her out on Instagram. Again, I would just search Carolee. And she's got some pretty cool... She moved away from the KW area and is now living in San Francisco, which is why she is no longer working with Robot Apocalypse. But she's got some fantastic new stuff. I think the new thing, I don't know if I just said it, is With Me. And I'm going to jump into that and some old stuff while I might try hooking up my guitar here and seeing what I can put together with that. So we'll listen to some Carolee. We'll be back right here on Mono a Mono and our all-weather haulage takeover right here on CKMS 102.7.
I can't believe you're staying believe. Trying and trying and try to be the one that you want, but you lie to me. Lying, you lie, and you lie to me. Wanted so bad to believe. Trying and trying and try to be the one that you want, but you lie to me.
Right, Mano Amigos, we are back right here on the Mano A Mano Show. I don't know if this podcast series is sustainable. This is so hard to do, to set up these modules, include a solo artist, try and talk to the Mano Amigos. Anyways, I'm gonna keep going with this one. We'll see what we can do. I feel like it's coming along, though. This is surprisingly a lot of work. I thought it would be a little bit more like when I went live to Facebook, but it's not. But that's okay. Mano Amigos. Hopefully, I'm going to have to listen back to the podcast, too, to see. To me, this is super rewarding. I don't know if this is as good of a podcast. We'll see. This is the very first experimental one. When I was doing the Facebook Live, people were saying to me, like, me tagging them in the performance after I wished them a happy birthday, I was using Facebook Live wrong. Or Facebook. Yeah, Live wrong. So, this, I'm sure someone might say, I'm using the radio wrong, and this is not what radio stations are used for. However, I feel like with the changing times, who knows what radio is used for now? It is wide open in the air, so some experimentation is definitely possible. If you tune in next week, might be a completely different thing. Here on Mano a Mano, we're airing student podcasts, we're airing concept album, we're airing Airheads. We just did a fantastic Airheads last week. In that Airheads, they said that you need more than three people to have a band. We're proving. Hopefully, actually, kind of not proving, because if anyone messages me, I'm going to add them as some credits to this song. Again, you can message me at, or Rob at RadioWaterloo.ca. I'm going to keep going here, and then I'm going to jump back into... I feel like this track is actually going places. It now is getting to be a longer recording session here. I'm recording all of this, and I would be paring it down, taking the best parts. This is what we would do with our live jams. Take the best parts, try and turn that into a track. And that's what I did with the analog synth recordings, where I was doing it monthly, which I might get into later, but I feel like I gotta focus here to keep this one going.
As well, coming up, I'm going to jump into some more Cara Lee right here on Mano a Mano. And keep sticking around. Message me if you hear something good. If you can figure out the time, if you're listening on the podcast when it happens, that'll be helpful. And here we go, right here on CKMS 102.7, Mano a Mano. We'll be right back. What the Heck, Mono Amigos, welcome. Thank you for listening. If you've tuned in to 102.7 FM right here, you're listening to the Mono A Mono Show. This is an all-weather haulage takeover. This doesn't generally happen. First of all, the all-weather haulage takeover doesn't generally happen. Second of all, right away, that sounded cool. And that usually doesn't happen. It usually takes me a while to come up with something cool and find an effect or whatever that fits with what I'm trying to do that is cool. What I'm playing right now is I've hooked up my guitar while we were in that last set of Carol Lee music, and I'm playing off an Ebo with kind of a weird, I don't know, it's called a goth tone, and so it's kind of sounding pretty cool right there. I am hitting the odd note again. The odd wrong note again. We're live here. I'm trying to figure out this track with the Mono Amigos. You want a producer credit on this track? Make sure to contact me, rob@radiowaterloo.ca. We're figuring this one out live. This one though, with that Ebo, makes me feel like no singing is better. I don't know how I would. If you got an idea on how you would add singing to this, let me know. But there was very little guitar on Shack, which was the second All Weather Haulage album, using the analog synths. This has given me hope. I think that this needs to be throughout, and maybe I'll explain on another podcast, because I'm getting into it right here. I'm going to try a couple new tones of the guitar here. I don't know what I'm doing right now. I'm all over the place playing the wrong thing right now, but I'm going to try a couple new tones just to make sure. Like, I can't believe I picked the right one right away. And then I also want to jump into some more Carol Lee before we exit here. I'm already hitting at about 40 minutes. So here we go. I'm going to play a little bit more, jump into some more Carol Lee right here on the all-weather haulage takeover of Mono A Mono, right here on 102.7 CKMS FM. All right. All right, Mono Amigos, there's a whole bunch of weirdness, a whole bunch of craziness. Hopefully that has put together the foundation for this track, which right now I'm naming Song 37, because on my little recording thing here, it's telling me it's the 37th recording that I'm doing on this SD card. And I've been playing this for a while. I'll have to listen back, see how it turns out as a radio podcast. See if I can do this type of thing again. This was kind of luck. I feel like this one turned out super successful. I don't always get a patch this good. This is... I'm running through a preset on my Microbrute also, which is the preset. Everything has come together and this is like crazy good. I don't know. Anyway, here we go. We're going to jump into some more Carly. I want to try and feature solo artists on this solo takeover right here. This episode we're featuring Kara Lee. I was talking about her work with Robot Apocalypse. Fantastic stuff. There are even a bunch of recordings that Kara Lee did of new Robot Apocalypse stuff that is unreleased. We're hoping to get to that. We were saying that we were going to start practicing putting stuff together, but just with sicknesses and things like that during these continuing COVID times, we just haven't been able to get there yet. But there is a full album in the works for Robot Apocalypse, hopefully releasing soon. Anyways, here we go. A couple more little guitar twingling, and then I'm going to jump into some Kara Lee. Tune in next week, right here, CKMS 102.7, Mono a Mono.
No more thoughts to keep. Though the storm edges are. I'll hold your light close to mine.
To it.